If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
I gotta keep moving. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit. Hope!
Oh, look who's awake. Don't worry, you're safe.
Who are you? And where's Hope?
Is that any way to talk to somebody who just saved your ass? So her name's Hope, huh? That's good to know.
Where is she?
Just calm down. She's fine. She was just a little hungry, but I took care of that.
Looking around, I saw we were in the room I had left Hope in when I went to get supplies. My shirt was off, and I was bandaged up and in bed. In the chair in the corner of the room sat a woman who was holding Hope. What happened to me? Who is this woman?
The name's Journey, and I saved your ass. Count yourself lucky. I heard her crying, and I decided to check it out. I almost finished you off when I saw the bites, and then I saw the older ones, and I put two and two together. You're one of the unchanged, huh? You're a rare breed. Some people will pay a lot for the likes of you. As one of the same, I kind of had a soft spot for you.
As she said that, she lifted her arm, showing her own bite marks. Unchanged? What was she talking about? Someone would buy me because of that?
You did come with a baby, after all.
What do you mean, pay a lot?
You really don't know, huh? First, let me ask a few questions, just for my own safety. Take it easy. If I were you, I wouldn't move around so much.
I'm fine. Just ask your questions. I needed to try to sit up. Being around another person puts you on edge. I wanted to make a move, but doing so would put Hope in harm's way. I've no choice but to hear her out.
Before we start, you need to know that I would never hurt her.
Just ask your questions.
Like I said, calm down. You don't want to upset her, do you?
I'm calm. Now ask your questions.
Okay, number one, you haven't been around a lot of people after the outbreak, have you?
No. I stick to myself and Hope.
All right, number two, have you killed anybody who hasn't already been changed?
No, I haven't. Are these seriously the questions you want to ask?
Yes, they are. They can tell me what kind of person you actually are.
And how do you know I'm telling you the truth?
Oh, please. I'm a strong woman who was raised by a very strict family. We learn from a very young age the tells people have when they're lying. Final question. Is your name Brian Young?
How the hell did she know that? There's no way she could have guessed that. Who the hell is this woman? And why does she know my name?
You're hilarious. After you were out, I couldn't help myself. I just had to.
She threw something on the bed, and from what I could see, it was my wallet. I don't know why I still carried it. I think it was just out of habit. Now it all made sense. Idiot. How do I know your name is really Journey?
Let me answer that with another question. Does it really matter?
To me, yes. It's who you were and who you really are. When you give yourself a new name, it's just a fake of what you want to be.
You have a point.
Journey Elizabeth Adams. So you were being truthful.
What? Is that a surprise to you?
Not really, but I'm not around people that much these days, so it's just interesting, that's all. Now it's my turn to ask you some questions.
Okay, that's fair.
Why did you save me?
As I said, I came down to investigate the crying when I found you. I almost finished you off, but changed my mind. I pulled you inside and took care of Hope, and then I cleaned and bandaged your wounds.
But why?
Okay, maybe I was tired of being alone and I saw a chance of being with somebody who was like me. Doesn't that answer your question?
Sorry, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but most people would have just left.
I'm not like most people. I'm not a monster.
What?
I'll help if I can, but I won't put myself in death's way for just anyone.
At that moment, I felt I could relax a little more. I didn't get any weird vibes from her, but something still felt off. Okay, question number two. And this is my only other question. Have you killed anyone who wasn't already dead?
Yes.
Elaborate.
I shouldn't have to remind you how bad it is out there, especially for a lone woman. I did what I had to do to survive, and I don't regret any of it.
Fair enough. How's she doing?
She's good. Finally starting to get a little sleepy.
Thank you for your help.
Wow, that sounds like it was hard to say. Don't worry about it. Are you hungry at all? I can make some oatmeal if you want.
You have oatmeal? I can't remember the last time I had that. I think I'm fine for now.
Don't act tough. You were out for quite a while, and you're gonna need your strength to recover. Don't make me force feed you.
Fine. If you insist, oatmeal would be nice.
Here, you take her for a while. I'll get it started.
I still didn't know what to think about this situation. Hope seemed to really enjoy Journey's company. And I have to say, the diaper she put on looked like a pro did it. I guess there are still good people out here, and I'm just lucky she found us when she did. Maybe now, I can have a real conversation.
You want brown sugar? We even have a can of sweetened condensed milk, if that sounds better.
Where did you get all this stuff?
Hotels often offer breakfast, don't they? If you check their storage, you'd be surprised what you can find.
I never even thought about that. Brown sugar, please.
Sorry, it's not normal oatmeal. They only have the instant oats. It's better than nothing, right?
It's better than trail mix and granola bars.
Is she finally asleep?
Yeah. She'll be fine here on the bed.
I'm honestly surprised to see a man traveling with a baby. It's gotta be pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not quite what I was expecting for the zombie apocalypse. Beggars can't be choosers, right?
It seems like you could use a little help.
Is that you offering?
Considering the way you had the diapers on her and no baby powder, I can see you're not quite experienced with this. So, where's the mother?
At this point, I didn't know what to say. I really didn't think telling her everything was a good idea, so I just stretched the truth a little. She's gone. She died a while back.
I'm sorry. It must have been hard for you.
Things happen. All you can do is keep moving forward.
I understand that feeling pretty well myself. I also understand how lonely it can be out there.
Is that why you're offering? Because you're lonely?
That may be part of it, but sometimes it's good to have a little extra hands. I can help with the baby, and you can help me keep my sanity.
Seems like a pretty fair trade to me.
Just so you know, if you try any funny business, I will not hesitate to castrate you.
A little brutal, but noted. If you so much as harm Hope, I will kill you, no questions asked. She is the only thing I care to protect.
That's not hard to see. Well, let's have ourselves a proper introduction.
Why? We already know each other's names.
It's nice to start fresh than the semi-hostile way that we started.
All right. Hi, my name's Brian.
It's nice to meet you, Brian. My name's Journey.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
These are looking a lot better. Hold still. It might sting a little.
How much longer?
Almost done. There. Now I'll put the new bandages on and we're all done.
We stayed at the hotel for a couple of days, so I could recover for a bit before we headed out. While I watched Hope, Journey collected the supplies we needed for our trip. Although we still couldn't decide on a destination, she keeps going on the idea that a vehicle would be a lot easier. And I told her it's a bad idea, that it would draw too much attention. She still won't listen to it, though.
You haven't been sleeping well, have you?
Why do you ask?
I can see it in your eyes. Plus, you've been tossing and turning at night. Is it nightmares?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? It might help.
It's the same nightmare every night. Back when this all first started.
So you were there when it all started? The beginning outbreak? Well, one of them?
Yeah. I was meeting my friends for some drinks. It had been a while since we all hung out. We were at a bar waiting for our friend Eric to show up. There was a protest happening outside. We all figured they were angry about the possibility of another COVID quarantine. Allison started to get worried about the crowd, so we decided to meet Eric at a different bar, a couple blocks away. When we got outside, it had already gotten crazy. We started hearing sirens, followed by a few gunshots. Then the explosion started. People began to panic, and soon chaos erupted. We all started running as the explosions drew closer, bringing down parts of buildings, sending rubble into the frantic crowds. Robert got hit with debris, knocking him unconscious, so Darren and I had to carry him. We figured if we could cut through the alleys, we could stay out of the trampling crowds. And that's when it all went to hell. Allison was waiting for us at the entrance to one when she was attacked. This feral man lunged out of the darkness, tearing into her throat. Darren panicked and threw the man against the wall, held her in his arms as she choked on her last breath. Jamie went to help as the man went to attack Darren, and in the struggle, Allison twitched and began to move. She stood and then lunged at Jamie in the same feral manner. I went to try to help, but Robert grabbed a hold of me. When I looked at him, he wasn't the Robert I knew anymore. His eyes, lifeless, cold and empty. He bit down on my arm. Everything happened so fast, I threw him without thinking. Right into Jamie and Darren. I could only watch as my friends' lives faded, devoured by that feral man and our two friends. I ran. I ran as fast as I could. There was nothing I could do but run. I left them, and every night they chase me with those same cold, lifeless eyes.
I'm so sorry. Now it all makes sense.
I let them down, and they'll never let me forget.
You can't place all the blame on yourself. A lot of people react differently. It's instinct and yours told you to run to survive.
We really should decide on our next destination.
I still think we should get a vehicle. I have some friends in Sandpoint. If we can make it there, I can try and find them. That area is pretty closed off.
I've been there a few times with my friends for camping and for snowboarding. Like I said, though, driving brings a lot of attention. I'd prefer to stay off of the roads if possible. Besides, there's a lot of vehicles clogging up the roads.
Well, if we take the long way around, we can take back roads all the way there. Skip the highway. We can even stop outside the city and scope things out.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
Not unless you can come up with something better. Looks like she's finally up. I'll get her fed and changed, and you should pack up.
All right. I guess we'll go with your idea. I just hope it could find a working car.
Oh, I already found one out back. It had the keys in it, and it fired right up, first try.
What? You should have told me sooner. You might have drawn some TZs to us.
No. It's very quiet, and the whole backside is gated off. TZs?
Oh. Sorry. And it's short for turtle zombies. The slow-moving ones.
Oh. So what do you call the fast ones? Rabbits? Oh, like the tortoise and the hare?
Actually, I just call those ones runners. But I like yours better. So what kind of car is it?
It's a 4Runner. It seems pretty new, which is good for us, seeing as it started right up. And it has a full tank of gas.
That's pretty lucky. Those are some pretty good vehicles. I'll start packing stuff up. How is she?
She seems pretty hungry, but other than that, she's fine.
All right, I'll load everything up and make sure it's clear. I'll come get you both when I'm done.
Sounds good.
Stepping outside, feeling the warm sun on my face was nice. The area out back was practically untouched, like nothing ever happened. The only way you could tell was the smell that permeated the whole city. Parked like it was waiting for us was the 4Runner, a silver one coated in a thin layer of dust. All right, let's have a look through. It's already got a couple bags in here. I wonder if she put these here. All right, load up the bags and check the gates. All right, I got everything loaded up. You got everything you need?
Yes. Did you hear that?
Sounds pretty far away, but I'll get the gate if you want to pull forward.
Shh, quiet, Hope. There's your runners. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Get in the car now. Let's go.
Oh, close one. Man, they're fast. All right. Next stop, Sandpoint. Hey guys, we're back after a nice little break. Our show has had some changes due to our hosting platform. We are now available almost anywhere you get your podcasts. On top of that, we created our very own Facebook group under Mudwalker Productions. If you enjoy our stories, please give us a rating, review, or just hop into any of our social platforms and tell us what you think, i.e. Discord, Twitter, Facebook, or email us at mudwalkerproductions@gmail.com. We have also started our very own Patreon to help our show grow. Any support is much appreciated as we intend to slowly grow our cast and release even more stories for your listening pleasure. Hope you all have enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing our community grow. Until next time, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.